following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner professional in the studio with Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Jamie Keys here. He is a chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. And we are still looking at things and going, wow, and not wow on the bad side. That's really good. Now we're looking at things that are little peaks of some progress to the upside.
Has it been kind of interesting to see the markets rebounding like they have the last few days, irregardless of what the news is regarding the virus or any of these other things? So that's kind of encouraging when it comes to the economy.
Well, and I think it's really encouraging for many of us because there are a lot of people who just thought this was it, you know, that we're never going to come out of it. But I had some of the same conversations, not with the same people as before, but in 2008 and first part of 2009, I got the same conversations going. And even those who, the folks who are not my clients but know what I do for a living here, they were always quick to come up to me and say, well, I just don't think it's ever coming back. And you know, we're all doomed now and all this stuff. And this was in 08.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you see that whenever there's a downturn, and irregardless of what the cause is, when you have a big downturn, what's surprising to me a little bit is the fact that, I mean, unemployment numbers still are not good. I mean, we do have the numbers show that 2 million people have gone back to work in the last few weeks, but the unemployment numbers are still somewhere in the neighborhood of 14% to 16%, which is really not good. And you would expect that those are not good numbers for the economy, but yet the markets are not paying any attention to that.
Well, I think they're looking at other things too, though, and that is things like factory orders, Doug.
They're looking for the future. You know, 6 months from now
exactly
is what the market's looking for. So they anticipate it coming back, so let's get in now while it's cheap. Instead of later when things are going.
Not as cheap as it was.
Yeah, no,
it's not as cheap as it was.
But, you know, yeah, like, I think of Thursday when I was watching some continuing education type stuff and some various market pundits there who were saying, you know, when this rockets back up, you're going to be not happy if you stopped contributing to your 401k or your 403b or if you went to cash. All of these things. And what does that sound familiar or what? Yeah. So how do you mentally psych yourself up? We can discuss a little bit of that. We have some changes to some of the government programs, such as the Pension Protection Act. Now there is a flexibility portion to that. So what does that mean? Especially for people with small and even up toward some mid-sized companies. And, of course, that reflects always on all the rest of us. When we're buying goods and services from a company, we're going to a restaurant locally or a hotel or whatever it is. How is this impacting all of us and not just business owners? And we're going to start a little bit of some back-to-basics little tutorials here on the program if we get a chance as well on how things work. Things like Medicare, Medicaid, some of these programs that are out there, social service programs that you may think you know a lot about, but maybe there are some changes or maybe just a little refresher is due. So we're going to start on some of that as well in a continuing series. And of course, as always, we stop everything to talk with you and answer your questions here on the program at any point in the program, whether we're talking like we are now or whether we're playing a commercial. If you are shy about having your voice on the air, call during the commercial and you will be talking to us in private. Here's the number that you use to call the Money Makeover Show, and that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group.
Money, Monday. It just turns out that way.
In the wake of the recent storms, the metal roofing professionals at Mueller Inc. are here to help. Before you replace the roof on your home, be sure to consider all of your options, especially those that can help prevent future roof damage. Properly installed, Mueller Metal Roofing is wind, hail, and fire resistant, and backed by a 30-year limited paint warranty. Get lasting protection for your home and loved ones. Call 778-2531 or stop by their local facility at 1840 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Have you noticed your dad isn't following along at the dinner table or uses the word, huh, too much? It might be time for an appointment. Show your dad how much you care and appreciate him. He and your family deserves it. Throughout the month of June, bring your dad to Patchett Hearing Aid Center for a free hearing evaluation. Call Patchett Hearing Aid Center to schedule an appointment in Brenham at 979-830-0865 and Bastrop at 512-522-8849. Happy Father's Day from the Paget family.
Strand Associates is proud to be a part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth through quality professional engineering. In their new offices at 1906 Niebuhr Street in Brenham, the professional staff at Strand Associates are experienced engineers who work with a full complement of technical, office, and field personnel to efficiently manage every project from start to finish, providing engineering services to cities, counties, colleges, developers, businesses, and individuals. Strand Associates is prepared for any size engineering project.
American Overhead Door Company. American Overhead Door Company, the true American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company, 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company, 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. And go visit their showroom for your American flag.
This is Alan Dave with Alan Dave Funeral Home and Crematorium of Brenham. Alan Dave and Taft Harris has been serving the Brenham and Washington County since 1929. When you desire the best and most affordable funeral and cremation services, call Alan Dave today. All families receive a complimentary headstone, limousine, and memorial tribute video by selecting Alan Dave Funeral Home and Crematorium.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. We are a part of the Money Makeover team at Neil Financial Group. We have three offices, one in Houston, one in Brenham for Central Texas, and then we have another one in Tomball. And we have one phone number if you'd like to call anytime and discuss what's going on financially for you or maybe some loved ones of yours, maybe your folks, your parents perhaps are needing to maybe change their living arrangements because of health reasons, et cetera, or if you've become worried about your retirement plans, all of these different things, so many different topics. Glad to help you any way we possibly can. This is the ability to come in, sit with us if you are comfortable about doing that, or we can make other arrangements to speak with you by phone or whatever and discuss what you want to talk about and what matters to you and weigh in on that and help you as best we can. Here's our office phone number, encompasses all three locations, and here is the number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903, and you can get any of us from Neil Financial Group to listen in with you, discuss things that you want to talk about, and put our best knowledge and expertise forward to help you at least get some clarity to what your options may be. And speaking of options, something good coming down the pipe, some very important changes to the Paycheck Protection Act, PPP, the business loan program put forth in February-March time period, and some good news on that. Doug, why don't you go ahead and let us know?
Yeah, the Senate passed this H.R. Bill 7010, the Paycheck Protection Program Flexibility Act.
Get this flexibility part. Okay.
Yeah, with flexibility, with a unanimous vote. All that was required, I don't know if the president signed it into law or not, but the House of Representatives passed it May 28th. So Senate passed it unanimous. My guess is president's going to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
It extends the date through which the loans can be made. In other words, the program was to expire June 30th this month. It was extended till December 31st, as long as there's money left.
There's
a little caveat there.
Yeah, it's kind of important.
Yeah. So also, the other one of the main things that came down here is that the forgivable expenses extended that time frame, meaning expenses incurred after you got the loan was extended from 8 weeks to 24 weeks, which is huge because a lot of times it helps a small business person out quite a bit because the payroll is usually the largest chunk, and so they have more time to use up the funds over a time frame, 8 weeks versus the new time frame of 24 weeks.
So that does include payroll?
It includes payroll. And the other part that they made some flexibility on, in the prior act, you could only use up to 25% of the loan for business expenses, rent, mortgage, interest, things like that. Now they've changed that to 40%.
Wow.
Because some businesses have more, they need inventory, they just have other expenses other than just payroll. So that makes it much easier to get a forgivable loan now because they extended the payroll time frame to 24 weeks and they extended the business expenses from 25% to 40%. So that's pretty good. And another main one here was that if you got a loan, you were supposed to get back to rehire or eliminate the reductions in employment or salaries and wages. You're supposed to get all that back back to when you got the loan, and that was going to be done by June 30th this month. Well, they extended that saying, no, you have till the end of the year to get back to your same employment levels that you were in February and March.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to qualify for the forgiveness part.
For the forgiveness part, because that's a huge one, is the forgiveness part. That's just a grant. It's just basically
sure.
keep your business going, which should help quite a few small businesses. Let's see. Also, if it's just a loan because you can't get all of that's done, it extends the deferral payment from 6 months to 10 months and the maturity on the loan from 2 years to 5 years. So the interest you have, you don't have to pay any interest, and then also the loan can be paid back over 5 years instead of 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps quite a bit. And also, even certain payroll taxes, you can defer some of those even after the loan is forgiven. So that's a pretty big...
So as always, if you have an accountant for your business, etc., you need to be checking in with them. I would do it sooner than later because these are some big changes.
Yeah, because they don't automatically just forgive the loan because you say, well, I want the loan forgiven.
Yeah.
there's a lot of paperwork involved. And so if you have a chief financial officer or an operating officer or whoever handles that, if it's a CPA, you're going to want to get them involved in filing the correct paperwork. And by the way, it probably goes through your bank mm-hmm. institution, the paperwork that they're going to have to make sure that the loan can be forgiven. And Doug, you had mentioned the fact that the interest on the loan can be forgiven. It becomes a grant. But the loans are low interest rates anyway. I think it's 1%.
Yeah, it's really low. So even if you don't get the forgiveness, you get a low interest loan and you got 5 years to pay it back now instead of two. So mm-hmm. that's cheap money.
Yep. So obviously, if you're in the position where you can meet all the requirements, it's much better off for the business to have it come out in the form of a grant, which means that the money does not have to be paid back. So in effect, you have payroll and some business expenses that you get to pay for with the money from the federal government rather than from the proceeds of the business, which obviously is much better. Now, the 40% change to business expenses is really good
yeah.
for the business owner. If you're an employee,
maybe
it doesn't affect you at all.
Yeah, you're not sharing that part as much on the surface. But again, anytime an employer can afford to keep more employees on or rehire and hire new.
Stay in business.
Yeah, stay in mm-hmm. business versus paying. You know, I got to pay the rent. Well, okay, I got to let you go because I don't have enough money to pay both. Well, now I pay the rent and keep you on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that it extends the period for the employer to be able to hire back to get the pre-loan.
Yeah, the grant.
Yeah, pre-loan status mm-hmm. Is really good for employees because the more people that can get back to work, the better it is for the business, better it is for the economy.
Also, once this bill is signed into law, it will be effective retroactive to the date the CARES Act was passed on March 27th of 2020. So they're going backwards to make sure it's covered.
So you're covered all the way back.
All the way back,
okay.
Yeah. It doesn't start this day forward. It goes back to March 27th.
Yeah, because I've been talking to some CPAs who have been starting to file paperwork because originally it was 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
Starting to fill out paperwork to apply for the loan forgiveness, and they've been talking about how it can be pretty confusing depending upon the institution that you're dealing with
yeah.
and that it's there's a lot of questions.
So just... lots of info out there, and again, if I would always trust a tax professional to talk with about that, small business owners. Or if you work for and at a small business, let your boss know. Maybe this hasn't filtered yeah. down to everybody yet, this information. It's pretty new.
Yeah, and it is a little bit confusing as to which businesses can apply. I've had sole proprietors tell me that they didn't think that they could apply for the loan, and that was not true.
Mm-hmm.
Sole proprietors are eligible.
Yeah. So that's really good news.
Yep.
That is really
good news.
I'm not sure it's law yet because I got this notice from a law firm.
Well, it still has to be signed by the president.
Well, I don't know if he signed it because this was
June. He may have already signed it.
June 4th.
Oh, June 4th. Okay.
Okay, we're June, 8th? So it may have been signed already.
It's hard to keep up with.
Yes,
there are so many changes going on all the time.
But that's hot off the press here, so it's very current.
One of the big changes, of course, as we've been speaking about too here, is the uptick in the financial markets, the stock markets, and even bonds. Those have come up as well in value, which means that interest rates go the other direction on those. So if you're getting income off of a bond portfolio, the value of the bonds is going up. But
finally, coming back again.
But your income.
I think what it is, the bonds are very steady on paying the income stream.
Mm, they're pretty good.
Whereas individual equities that pay dividends, a lot of companies have cut their dividends because of cash flow. Mm-hmm. So your income may have gone down, whereas...
A number of causes there.
Yeah, now the bonds look pretty good because that's a steady income as a general rule.
As a general rule.
Yeah. Well, I chuckle a little bit about that because if you're getting 0.5% in income from a bond, that's...
It's steady.
It's steady, but it's not very much.
No.
Income production is a bit more of a challenge for many people.
Yeah.
But again, there are ways to do that. There are different types of vehicles. We talk about them here and there on the program. So maybe that might be another thing to talk about too.
Annuities, because those are instruments that are designed for income.
Yeah. Not for everybody, but... Yeah. You know, there are possibilities with those, and those are so very customized things. So,
and maybe we can talk a little bit, Doug. I know that you've talked about this before, the difference between dividend income generated by a preferred stock as opposed to common stock, because they are different as to how you get paid and who gets paid and in what sequence. When you talk about dividends being cut, generally, you're talking about common stock.
Yes.
Because dividends paid on common stock are not guaranteed, whereas preferred stock...
As a preferred stock shareholder.
Shareholder, right.
You are preferred. You're preferentially treated there.
Yeah, you get paid.
Therefore, the name preferred stock.
You get paid before the common stock owners get paid, and they have to pay you what they owe you before they pay the common stock owners.
Yeah.
That's why preferred.
So let's go back over that again, because I just had somebody this last week earlier ask about where can I get some income. And they said, maybe I can just buy some shares of stocks of big companies that pay hefty dividends. And I said, well, but there are other things. And we had a little conversation there. So let's do this for everybody's benefit when we come back. I think that's important.
Yeah, this is kind of a basic primer on how to get dividends paid to you if you want to get it done, as opposed to bonds using stocks. Mm-hmm. Because there are preferred stocks and there are common stock. And they both can pay dividends, but there are differences.
Yeah. So let's tackle those, shall we, after we come back from this break. In the meantime, give us a call if you've got a specific question or if you've got to run and you want to get the lowdown on the preferred stock versus the common stock and the dividends attached to some of those. What are the differences and what should you consider? We'll be glad to talk with you during the break as well, including if the person who asked me about this is listening this morning. Give us a call anyway, and we'll go back over this again. In the meantime, here's our phone number to do just that. If you're shy about talking on the air, perfect opportunity right now while the commercials are playing. Only we, Doug, Jamie, and I will hear you if you call us now. And here's the number, 800-332-7879. You're listening to The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Do you dream of a lush, green, perfectly manicured yard? Your dream garden can become a reality with more services in Brenham. They sell and install a variety of grass, topsoil, gravel, sand, and more. They'll do all the hard work for you. You don't have to lift a finger to attain the perfect yard or garden with Moore Services. They've got the tractor, dozer, and more to transform your yard into a flawless, magazine-worthy oasis. Pave the way to your dream lawn. Call 836-1450 or 979-807-4041 for more information.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate sales since 1978. They're a family-owned and operated business in the heart of downtown Brenham, with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots and acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings, or call Hody Real Estate at 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. At Myers Garage, they take quality and customer service seriously. They're fast, they're honest, and they maintain the highest standards in the automotive industry. Every time you go, you'll know up front what to expect. So give Tommy or David a call at 836-6741 or stop by Myers Garage in downtown Brenham.
Update your home with high-quality, energy-efficient window replacements installed by our Integrity Works. Choose from a number of quality brands and durable frame materials such as vinyl or aluminum. Today's modern windows help remedy cold and heat transfer, drafts, and reduce exterior noise. Our Integrity Works has qualified installers on hand. Call our Integrity Works at 979-251-7972 today. That's 979-251-7972 or visit online at integrityworks.info.
Spring is in sight, and even though you can't see the weeds yet, trust me, they are coming fast. I'm Michael Schulte, owner of Schulte Farm Services, and we would like to help you control your weeds this spring. With 35 years of pasture management experience in Washington and surrounding counties, let us help you make the right decisions to make your pastures free of weeds. We have everything you need to do the job. Our prices can be beat, so let us guide you in the right direction. Schulte Farm Services, 2.5 miles north of Independence on FM 50, or call us 979-830-1885.
Join KWHI this Saturday for the 31st annual Burton Cotton Gin Festival and Parade. After the parade, head to the Texas Cotton Gin Museum for tours of the old gin, a ginning demonstration, food booths, arts and crafts, children's games and activities, and musical entertainment all afternoon. Our broadcast from downtown Burton is sponsored in part by K&H Portable Toilets, Citizen State Bank, and Tegeler Toyota. Tune in to KWHI AM 1280 or FM 101.7 this Saturday for the Burton Cotton Gin festivities.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Well, we've had plenty of that, but now we seem to be emerging a little bit, little rays of hope out there.
We had a really beautiful full moon.
Oh, that was gorgeous.
It was. It was very, very nice.
So, just kind of makes you appreciate things more sometimes, doesn't it, when you go through volatile, turbulent, and unhappy things that happen. So, I'm hoping this is the trail back, and part of on being on that trail is maybe taking some time out and increasing your understanding of how things work. And that's why we have the Money Makeover Show been on the air here at KWHI with that program for, what, 13 years now?
14.
14?
Maybe we started year 15, I think, in
February?
February, I believe. Wow. It is.
Hard to believe. Oh, I'm that much older? Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Anyway.
But we look exactly the same.
Of course. Yeah, no Craig, change at all.
Craig's beard is a lot longer now than it was 14 years ago.
Yeah, his hair, his beard, yes. You know, some changes there. Yep. And by the way, if you're thinking about making changes in your investments or investment profile or how you're doing things with that, this program can really be helpful for you. We're on every Monday and Wednesday, roughly 9 to 10 in the morning, Central Time. And we cordially invite you to tune in. And if you need to ask questions, find out about something, how does it work? Is it the right thing for you? Glad to help you with that. Let me give you our office phone number, and that is 979-836-2903. The number to Neil Financial Group, 979-836-2903. Well, let's go back into the dividends, dividend payments from companies, and the difference between the security of having that dividend coming in every month to you based on what type of stock that dividend is coming from. Okay.
Start with the basic. Common stock is you own a piece of the company. Publicly traded, it's on an exchange. You pay X amount of dollars for it. The company issues the shares that originally, and they get the money when they first come out. And then it's traded on a secondary market like the New York Stock Exchange or Chicago or whatever. And you can buy and sell pieces of the company. Big companies you hear about all the time. The company makes money. They can, if they want to, pay some of that profit back to the people that own the company, the shareholders, the stockholders. But they don't have to. They can raise the dividend. They can lower the dividend. They can decide on that anytime they want to.
And they can cut out the dividend altogether.
Correct. So that's how it works. Now, some companies would hate to, you know, they're known for strong dividends, and so they would rather not cut their dividend or stop it. But that's a different story. It's just that's how the common stock works. Now, you could have a share of common stock at $50 a share. But now that same company says they need to raise money again for themselves, so they're going to issue preferred stock. You still own part of the company, but now if they pay a dividend, you get yours first before the common stock people get it.
So you have a preferred status.
You have a preferred status. Now, also, that $50 common share, preferred stock might cost $60 or $65 a share because you got that right of getting paid before all the rest of the shareholders get paid. Mm-hmm. So there's a differential there. You buy and sell what you want there.
So you do have to pay up front a little bit more.
In most cases.
Not all of them, but most of them, I think.
And the idea, if you look to stocks to generate income for you, generally what you're trying to do is find companies that have a good history when it comes to paying their dividends. But then also when it comes to preferred stock, you want to go to a company that you believe has the wherewithal to continue to pay that preferred stock because you're high on the list, obviously a preference to getting paid that dividend. And therefore, you know, if you're trying to create income, you want to create a dependable income. And obviously preferred stock, generally speaking, is going to be more reliable in creating income for you than a common stock would be in most cases.
Mm-hmm. Not every company has preferred stock.
That's right.
Just the ones that issue it, and they can buy it back, too, and then take it off the market. So,
And I have seen that happen. It's not very often, but I have seen it happen. Yeah.
So that's just a different way to get income. And mm-hmm. And dividends, that's the taxation of that. That's income to you, so it is taxable to you. It's also taxable to the corporation because that's profit that they made. They got to pay tax on. So that's why some companies paid no dividends. They don't want to have to pay the tax, and then you just want the growth of it then, like buying a piece of real estate. You buy it now, sell it high later on. Mm-hmm. So common stock, preferred stock. Different choices, different places, how things work.
And generally speaking, when you take a look at purchasing stock or ownership in a company, you have to have a rationale for what you're trying to do. Because if you are looking for growth, there are companies, and generally these are younger companies, who are in a growth mode, are not going to pay a dividend. Mm-hmm. The reason being that what they want to do with their profits is grow. And so they plow the profits back into the company and probably buy capital investments and things that are going to enable them to grow rather than paying out dividends to their stockholders. And so generally speaking, when you're looking at purchasing stocks to create income that you think are going to pay a dividend, you're not going to be buying young companies. You're going to be buying older, established companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and generally speaking, though, anyway, you know, younger companies, they need that capital to build.
That's right.
Their company. So the last thing they're going to want to do is put themselves on the hook in any way to pay out some of their first profits that they're making. So older, more established companies, there are rules about taxation of these things and what happens if the company falls on hard times. Are they going to cut the preferred dividend first? No. If they're going to do
they can't.
That's right.
They don't have to pay it, but they owe it to you then.
I was going to say it goes on their books.
Yes.
As a debt.
So they tend to like to keep that off the books on the debt.
And the other thing to think about there is if you're working with money managers and the objective of the money manager is to create income for you, you can go in and look at the different assets that the money managers hold, and they will probably have a combination of all those different types of ways of generating income. They'll probably have some common stock, some preferred stock, and some bonds in their portfolio to try and create income for you. And that's always interesting to go in and look at what the money managers are doing.
Yeah, that stock, now since we're talking about income, companies also issue bonds.
Yes.
And a bond is just a loan. You loan $1,000 to this company. They promise to pay you a certain interest rate for a certain number of years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. And at the end of that time frame, you get your $1,000 back. So that's
a
bond.
So you're almost like you're their banker.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of companies do to raise capital. They issue bonds. So do municipalities. So does TxDOT. So does the state of Texas to raise money. Is you loan them money, they promise to pay you, and at the end of the term, you get your money back. That's the basics. Now, the variations are almost endless.
Bonds are just so complex.
Yeah.
They really are, the whole field of bonds.
The bond market is bigger than the stock market. But anyway, that's how companies get capital. That's how governments get, well, they don't issue stock, but that's how companies get their money to operate with. Either issue stock, which is a little bit more complicated. Bonds are easier to issue and raise money because the company then also sometimes can call those bonds back. Meaning if it's a 5-year term and 3 years into the bond, the company says, hey, we made really good profit, let's buy these back. Or a while back, companies issued bonds that were paying 7-8%. Well, now they can issue bonds that are paying 2%. So they go issue the 2% bonds and buy back the 7-8% bonds, and they just made 5%.
Those are callable bonds.
Yes.
And there's so much terminology when it comes to bonds.
Yeah, and those are generally municipal bonds. Big, huge municipalities have a lot of those out there. And for people who want to get pretty much tax-free income, a lot of folks have those. And they're pretty stable most of the time, unless you've invested in some flakier locales that have issued bonds.
It doesn't happen too often, but like the city of Detroit, I believe, defaulted on their bonds, meaning, sorry, we can't pay the interest. Now, I don't know if they paid the face amount back out or if they still owed the money. I don't know. But that's different levels of credit worthiness for the institution.
Those of you who have callable bonds, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with some of those.
Yeah, the high interest ones probably won't be around very long.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could spend a month talking about bonds and all the different variations.
But the point is, are they a possible investment vehicle? Of course they are.
They are.
And you can either have them individually in an account of yours, or you can have them in a bond type of a fund.
Right.
Just, that's what they do, and that's what they own, the people who run the fund.
Yeah, the money manager, like Jamie was talking, you could have a money manager that does only large company bonds,
mm-hmm,
or
right.
one that does mid-sized company bonds.
Or some that do flaky company bonds.
Yeah, called high-yield
high
bonds.
High-yield bonds. Their credit worthiness of the companies they invest in is not as high.
But they pay more interest then.
What's interesting about that is if you have a 401k plan at work, and generally they'll have all the different investment vehicles that are available to you in the 401k plan, and they'll have a portion that's designed and it says income. And you say, well, what do those do, and what's the return on those? And they'll have like maybe eight different income, and they're all invested differently by different money managers. And some will invest in bonds, some will invest in a mix of bonds and stocks, some will invest only in stock. And that's why there are all those different variations in there inside of your 401k plan when it comes to income-producing investments.
Mm-hmm. So that's always important to make those distinctions as you're investing in some of those things. If you're doing each individual fund, for instance, in a 401k or even in your IRA or a brokerage account, whatever you're doing, be sure you know the underpinnings, what the investments are inside of those funds. And again, if you always have questions on these things, of course, you can always give us a call, and we will do our best to help you increase your understanding of how something works. And the number again to our office is 979-836-2903 for Neil Financial Group, 979-836-2903. All right, coming up on a little bit of a break. And if you'd like to call us during the break and talk to us in private, fine, no problem. Here's a way to do it. Different number for that. Here it is, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
I'll stay on the bus, forget about us.
Could your home use a fresh, new look? There's no better time or place to shop than Herman Furniture. Browse their fabulous selection of in-stock mattress sets and floor models. Herman Furniture is having a closeout sale on new Sealy Posturepedic mattresses while supplies last. You can finally get a good night's sleep on a new Sealy Posturepedic mattress made locally in Brenham. Herman Furniture at 213 West Alamo in downtown Brenham offers free delivery within 50 miles. Herman's is your family-owned and operated furniture store. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Sander here with Apple Ford, Brenham's hometown dealership. I'd like to say congratulations to the Brenham, Burton, and surrounding areas high school senior class of 2020. I'm proud to be born and raised in Brenham, and I proudly support the students at Brenham High and surrounding areas. You've had to do something unprecedented, and you rolled with it and got the job done. Congratulations on an awesome achievement. If you need a new vehicle to get you back and forth to college or work, don't wait. Call Blake at Apple Ford, 979-203-9098.
Are you looking for an easy, cost-effective way to improve the overall appearance of your home? Franco's Wood Floors in Brenham is proud to bring the finest wood floors to Washington County with free quotes, competitive prices, and countless styles. At Franco's Wood Floors in Brenham, there's nothing more important than customer service. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So give them a call at 979-203-7003. Franco's Wood Floors in Brenham. Beautiful floors for much less.
When you spend money in a new metal building, you want a product you can trust. You want a company that's been doing this for multiple decades, not multiple months. That's why, since 1996, folks in Texas have trusted the products and expertise of DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their reputation through the many barndominiums, office buildings, workshops, and barns with their name on them. Whether you're looking for a new building or just a new metal roof, DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop are ready for your next project.
There has been a lot of changes recently, but one thing that has not changed is the care and compassion the team members at Focus Care in Brenham provide. They recognize the amount of trust you put in them to care for your loved ones. That's why Focus Care is committed to providing constant and consistent communication with residents, family, and staff as we navigate through this. They want you to know they're practicing vigilance in the protection of their residents and staff by observing all preventative guidelines set by the CDC. Focus Care, conveniently located at 1303 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Another summer vacation goes up in flames. KWHI has heard the call. Thanks to our extensive training and fun and prizes, we're here to save your summer. KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 has partnered with Brazos Valley Businesses to rain cash and prizes on our listeners all summer long. Every week, we're giving away awesome prizes to help you make it through the summer, like an Amazon Echo speaker from Cash Station Jewelry and Loan, a pair of yellow box shoes from Scrubs and Stuff, and a $50 gift certificate to Lone Star Southern Grill. We're also giving away over $1,000 in cash, $101.07 at a time. To win, just sign up at one of our sponsor locations like LaGrange Ford or Plants and Things in Barnhill House Toys and Books in Brenham. Increase your chances to win by signing up at as many sponsors as you can. A full list is available at KWHI.com. Saving your summer with cash and prizes. We're KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Again, if you have questions, if we haven't touched on the topic yet that you really need to discuss or want to discuss, call us at the office. We're glad to answer questions as best we can over the phone, or if you want to make a time to come in or have a telephone conference with us, whatever, that's fine too. Here's the office phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right. So as we said earlier in this program, we are going to open up conversations about a type of investment vehicle that is designed to pay out to you or someone at a point somewhere in the future. And these particular things we're going to deal with here and start a little of this conversation today are called annuities. And again, these are not suitable for everybody, but they do work well in some cases, and we're going to start that.
Yeah, since we started talking about income and how you can generate income, mm-hmm. annuities have been around a long time. I didn't know this. Their first one was in AD 222. The Romans started it. The Roman soldiers were paid an annum or a stipend for their service for the rest of their life. That was how the annuities began. In the United States in 1720, the Presbyterian Church in America started providing annuities to their aging ministers and families. That's likely the first annuities in North America. Even in France, Louis XIV in 1653 and an Italian banker got together with an investment plan to raise capital. People put money into a pot. They got an income out of it. Upon their death, they didn't get anything else. It ended, but the survivors then got an increase in their monthly stipend. And then somebody else died, and then the income would increase again until they all died off and the state got the money. So annuities have been around for thousands of years, designed to pay income. And now there's variations in all kinds of ways that you can do annuities.
That's where it gets confusing. Mm-hmm. Because if you look up the definition of an annuity is an investment designed to create periodic payments over a specified period of time. That's what an annuity is. But there are all kinds of different types of annuities that can do that. And so the annuities that you were talking about, Doug, the initial annuities were immediate annuities. Yeah. What that meant was they were designed to create an immediate income for a specified period of time.
So you didn't have to put your money in it, wait a period of time before you could turn on the payments coming from that?
That's okay. Right. You got the money immediately. It was designed. That's what it was designed to do, is to pay out on an income immediately. And therefore, those types of annuities are called immediate annuities. Now, there are other annuities.
And those are still here today.
Those are still here today.
Still do those today.
And Social Security is an immediate annuity. designed to create an income stream.
Kind of immediate. You got to get up to 65.
When you start, you've been funding it.
That's true.
For everybody.
But when
not
you started,
you personally, but
not
yes.
you personally. Yeah.
Yeah.
The money goes to the government, mm-hmm. and then they create an annuity for you.
Right.
When you reach retirement age, and it's specified by Social Security, but Social Security is a type of annuity. And then there are deferred annuities. And deferred annuities, you put money in and you don't receive an income immediately. The annuity earns either an interest or
growth,
some type of return inside of it while you have your money there. And then at some time in the future, should you decide to do it, you can start an income stream with that deferred annuity. And then there are also deferred income annuities where you can create an income stream. You can say, I want to have an income stream 5 years from now. And you give the money to the insurance company, and they will pay you an income stream for a certain period of time. I've talked about those in the past. Those, you can ladder those just like you can CDs.
You will be quizzed on this on Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah. What we'll do,
so pay
we'll,
attention.
Yeah, we'll talk about, you know, first of all, we're talking about some basics because mm-hmm. I know that we have a lot of listeners now who are home or have the opportunity to listen to the show because they're not at work.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of basics that we need to cover that you may or may not be acquainted with. And so over the next few shows, we'll kind of talk about some basics. We've talked about the basics today of stocks and bonds. Wednesday, we'll talk about basics when it comes to annuities and the way that they work. Because as you had said, Tony, annuities are an investment vehicle that may or may not be suitable for you, and you may not know enough about them to know whether they're good for you or not.
So we're going to help you.
We're going to try and help you out.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you got questions in between, no problem. You can give us a call, ask your question, and we will be glad to help you. And no strings attached on that. Here's our office phone number again for Neal Financial Group, 979-836-2903.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.